Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
AM, FM, and .com, where we join Victoria Glaser now, chief of the Statistics in Schools program with the U.S. 2020 Census Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. And you?
Good.
Tell me about the Statistics in Schools program as it relates to the census.
Okay, so the census is coming in March of next year, and we have a lot of efforts underway to teach people about the importance of it. And one of it is our school program, which is Statistics in Schools at census.gov/schools. And we really want to teach kids from pre-K through 12th grade the data is cool and that the census is important and that numbers are not something to be afraid of. So we've worked on a lot of cool ways to present that so that kids can learn about the census and take that message home to share with their families.
So with an idea of getting the parents or the families to accurately report or at least answer the census questions now and then with an eye toward the future of, since they've learned this from the time they were young when it comes to their census, they'll be willing to answer the questions?
That is exactly it. So excited when sometimes we have students come back and say, I remember doing like state facts for students in our classroom. So our whole goal is to educate them to be better consumers of data, but to understand this in 10 years when they're answering their own form. But we have messaging, a letter that will go home via the students to all parents, and it's available in 13 languages just to share. Because many people don't understand what comes from answering the census and that it's safe.
You know, when I was in school, I think they said the Constitution requires a census to be taken every 10 years. And that was about it. That was the entire lesson right there. What do you do now, Victoria, as it relates to students, not only to make it interesting to them, but to talk about all of the ramifications of it? How deeply into it do you delve?
Well, we do delve into it. When we were creating these resources with teachers, a lot of them were not aware that $675 billion is distributed every year, and that goes for things like buildings and schools and programs that are used in schools, like school technology, teacher training, Title I. So in each activity, we kind of put cool data. So whether a teacher just wants to give you a fact about Thanksgiving or tell you how many teenagers there are in your state or whether they want to look at voting trends, there's so many ways that you can just get a little census data in there. But then to talk about how it's changed and how our country's changed and then the importance. Every activity has a little extension asking the students to take that home and talk about it with their families. So we are trying to educate the parents now and then the students for the next census.
So do you go into, like, voting districts and so forth and redistricting and how that can affect, voting strengths for particular groups of people?
So not so much. I mean, we present the data, and then we give teacher resources where they can find information about their local areas if they want to take that a step further to make it more relevant for their students and their community.
And I know it's got to be age-appropriate as well. How early does this start?
So pre-K, we have
really
extremely cool song that is an earworm to me that the pre-Ks can sing. Everybody counts. Just that simple message of every single one of us, whether it's your grandma or the little baby that just came home, everybody counts. So that's on our website as well.
We like earworms. If you wanted to sing a little bit of it for us, come on.
Everyone counts. That's all you get from me.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk about the census in general, about why it is so important that everybody be counted. What is the Bureau doing to make sure that everybody's counted and some of the new resources, et cetera. Victoria Glaser is our guest Okay, well, we're back already. We had a little time problem. I'm sorry, Victoria. Why?
That's okay.
Why is we're going to get this done, and then we'll do the real show later on, maybe around 11 o'clock. So why is it so important for everybody to be counted in the U.S. Census? That comment had nothing to do with you. We're having some internal struggles here, but we're good. Tell me why it is so important for everybody to be counted in the U.S. Census.
Okay. I like to say, too, that I have two kids, and once a week I will say, now tell me why the census is important, because if I work there, then you should know this. But I'm like, one, representation. To make sure that you have that accurate count so that you get the representation that you're entitled to in Congress. And two is that $675 billion. I mean, 10 years is a big time. You might have a six-year-old now, and 10 years that child will be in high school and driving, and that's 10 years of programs and resources that your community may not get because there was not an accurate count.
What are some of the, does this improve technology from decade to decade in terms of, I guess, what's the latest in 2020 technology that'll be used?
So in March, everything should really get rolling, and households will receive a postcard that they can respond online. And this is the first time that you can answer the census online. And we're hoping that makes it a lot easier for people on the go, or if you're on the subway or visiting someone, you can take out your phone and answer it. So that's our biggest advance for the census.
I'm sorry, how detailed is a partial answer better than none if you're going to fill in the census form?
Sure, and there's 9 questions, and it's very easy to fill out. So that's the message we are trying to get out, that it's 9 simple questions, shouldn't take you long, just get in there and do it.
And for people that don't know, do you have the 9 questions in front of you?
I do not have the 9 questions in front of you. I can get back to you on that.
Well, we'll find them. That's all right.
Okay.
anything else we're missing that you wanted to add?
Just that the census is really important and safe, and that check out our website, census.gov/schools, because there's a lot of different ways to learn about our country and how it's changed over time.
Do you get a lot of, are there common objections?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.